Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are in a conference room. Hopefully the audio is better than what it was in that alien podcast. Apologies again to everybody for Pete's phone sucking. Pete is here and Mitch is here. What's up, fellas?
What up?
We got AJ here. Hello, AJ.
What up, everybody?
Don't ruin it. This is a big chance for you.
Hello. I didn't say hi yet, so hello.
All right. Thank goodness Pete said hi.
Heaven forbid, what would we have done?
We just gave you a podcast that was long and informative, so this is going to be quick and hopefully still informative. The news of the day is Greg Williams. I reported earlier today that Williams' contract with the Jets is not a done deal. That was very much confirmed by Adam Gase talking for a half hour, never once making mention of the defensive coordinator that he was supposedly hiring.
He had weird eyeball issues more than Greg Williams.
That
references.
Was a wacky eyeball bit he had going. And you know what? Like, winning a press conference doesn't matter. Mark Sanchez dominated his press conference before that Giants game.
And Josh Johnson.
Ha-ha, Glenn Dix.
Sure. Skins can win some press conference. So the deal with the Jets is not done, and I've had sources tell me that the Skins are trying like hell to get Greg Williams into D.C. for a meeting. Mitch, maybe we should go work the airports.
Dude, I've worked the airports in my day.
It's not the worst idea. We go hang out at Dulles. We could go hang out at Dulles and DC Prime.
Yeah.
If you are an enterprising listener and you want to go hang out at Dulles or just hang out at DC Prime, and is that Ashburn or Reston where that restaurant is?
Reston.
Yeah, you might find something interesting.
You might find some nice people out to dinner tonight.
Nah, it'd be tomorrow. It'd be Tuesday.
Tonight.
Well,
with the pod.
This is coming out. Time is nebulous in the podcast
world.
Regardless, Skins are trying to get a meeting. What the hell? I've been told by some people they've got a meeting. I've been told by others they're trying to get a meeting. So I haven't reported that they have one because I don't have that firm enough. But they're trying. And I think there's a lot at play here. I think if you're Greg Williams, maybe you're just leveraging this situation to get more money or a better title out of the Jets. That could be the play all along. So let's establish that. None of this means that Greg's coming to town.
He could be leveraging both situations against each other.
Certainly.
And see who has the bigger bag
Certainly.
Of cash.
He could be leveraging it for another head coaching job offer that he apparently gets all the time, too.
Sure.
Who knows?
I don't know that that's the case.
If he was as close to the deal with the Jets as reportedly it was, and now the Redskins are sliding in, that means that bag of cash
sliding into the DMs like Pete right there.
Yeah, that bag of cash probably looks pretty good right now.
Hopefully Greg is more responsive than Maddie has been for the Redskins.
Still no luck with Maddie?
Hasn't even read
Maddie
it
the
yet.
Nurse?
Hasn't read it yet.
Oh,
that
boy.
Means I still have hope, though. She hasn't read it.
Whatever. We can have a separate DM conversation.
Informative. Later. Informative.
She doesn't follow you, so that goes into her like other inbox.
Right.
This is right up AJ's alley. He loves this stuff.
I do think the Greg Williams situation is interesting with the Skins. We know they've already talked to Todd Bowles. We know Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, reported that they also talked to Steve Wilks. No job offers were made. I think a lot of that is the Skins don't want to offer someone a job who's going to tell them no. You don't want to ask a girl out if you know she's going to say no.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, you kind of flirt with her and like go to – like what Pete's whole life is kind of talking to girls but knowing that they're not going to go out with him.
But I think it's also important – it sounded like – Todd Bowles' discussion was just with Doug Williams.
Sure, that news has come out.
But yeah,
I think Sheehan had that.
Sheehan?
Yeah.
If it's just a conversation with Doug Williams, it's kind of just a conversation.
Especially those are two guys that won a Super Bowl together in 1987. Right. They have a relationship.
Like, to say that they've had discussions is, like, I talked to JP
yesterday. We don't know what it means.
We don't know what it means, but if you're not getting further along, if you're not including other top people in the organization in these meetings, are they really interviews?
Doug Williams is pretty high up, dude.
Is he the one that's making the end-all final call?
That was Gary Carter. It'd be great if we had a studio and we didn't have to just be in random conference rooms where people just open the door all the time. But
is Doug's not unilaterally making the call?
No, but I think to dismiss him as not a top person isn't fair.
Okay, and I guess I was saying multiple. When those hires and interviews happen, guy goes room to room.
Sure,
and interviews with four different people along the way.
But the fact that they're talking to a lot of different people, Wilkes, there's no previous connection that. There's been other people in discussion who don't have previous connections. The fact that they're doing all this and they're not letting that guy go at this point
is Minuski, you're saying.
Minuski, isn't it shot with him? Can you realistically go back to that guy at this point?
Because he's under contract and it's the NFL.
He's like, getting paid.
He understands it's a shitty business, but it's a results business. And this is just the reality of his position. I hear what you're saying, and it's super awkward, and you can certainly I don't really feel like debating it. We can debate if what the Skins are doing is unfair to Greg Minuski, but I kind of think they don't want to fire him and be stuck with no option. And that's why they're stringing him along like this.
I get that it's awkward, but I don't even really care about that. I care about the fact that if they don't get any of these guys and they have to go forward with Greg Minuski, it shows that they realize their defense needs work and they need a new leader there, but then they're just going to keep going with the old leader in charge.
How are the players going to walk into that locker room and if something's going wrong, look at Greg Minuski and think like, okay, we believe in this
There's going to be a fair amount of that regardless
of
their
head coaches.
Yeah,
they already did that last year.
I mean, Jay Gruden's going into the second to last year of his deal, and that's when he got his extension the last time. Was it this offseason, if you remember.
It was also a much bigger situation, but Jim Zorn was – they got dangled and had no head coach to go to and ended up having to elevate him. And that was
when they didn't go to Greg Williams in 07 for the head job. So I think I want to shout out my boy Rudy Gersten at DC Barno. He told me something, and then I did some digging. It appears by all accounts that Greg Williams and Dan Snyder are on very good terms now. When Greg Williams didn't get the job in 2007, I think a lot of folks were shocked. I think things had broken down because Greg Williams was supposed to get the job when Joe Gibbs left. Those two have patched up the relationship. It's my understanding that when Greg Williams' father was ill, that the Redskins were really good to him. A lot of the stuff with Greg Williams, I think, is related to Bountygate. Yeah. And a lot of that time has passed now, too. I mean, we're talking about 2012. Hell, that was when RG3 was winning Rookie of the Year. How long ago does that seem in NFL years? You know what I mean? This is my last thing on Greg Williams. I think Jerry Brewer had a really good column. Pete's passing notes. What are you saying here?
Our producer wants us to tell him when we're recording a podcast, but I left my phone outside.
Oh, my God. All right, Shovers, we're recording a podcast.
That note was supposed to not interrupt the podcast, and it did, so.
Because everything you do is so awkward.
Okay.
I was trying not to be awkward for once.
Well, you failed.
All right, so Greg Williams. Jerry Brewer had a good column where he said, the Skins are going to have trouble bringing a D coordinator in because who wants to be, hitch their wagon to a lame duck Jay Gruden? I think if you're Greg Williams, the situation looks quite different. Greg Williams is like, hey, if they get rid of him, maybe I'm the first in line for the first interview or to be the interim head coach. And this is a guy that just went 5-3 as interim head coach with the Browns. Somehow Cleveland still let him go. That's a different situation. He's got an abrasive personality.
I was going to ask, how does that play? We've talked about wanting to bring in a bad cop, but how does that play inside the building?
It's an interesting hypothetical. Like, you're bringing in a guy who maybe his best interests right now are just in what will benefit him, and he's, looking at Jay Gruden like, hey, I'm going to have that office in a year if things go poorly.
But it's office, by the way.
I'd imagine it'd be good to record a podcast in if we had that chance, but because we need a place to record podcasts. But, however, I would imagine that if things go poorly next year and Jay Gruden gets fired.
He's trying to take shots. I love him.
If things go poorly next year and Jay gets fired, I would imagine part of that would have to be the defense playing poorly, too, so. How would that help Greg's stock?
Sure. It's not a – and B. Mitch brought up when we were doing 100 that, look, you don't necessarily want to create that division in the locker room where there's defense and there's offense and everybody's. You kind of saw that, honestly, the end of the Kirk days. The defense-offense division was pretty strong at that point. And a lot of it, I think, is that they thought turnovers put the defense in bad spots. And, you know, that changed a lot this season, at least while Alex was out there. But I'm getting down a random tangent.
Not that you want division on your team at all, but you'd rather have a front seven and a back four that are cohesive than an offense and a defense that are arguing.
It's also natural in the NFL. I mean, the offense and the defense operate.
You spend
entirely separately almost. Right.
You're in what, one team meeting a week?
Right.
That's the full team
right,
meeting.
Right.
Like it's not, you're spending a lot of time with your individual side, and if Greg can come in and patch up some of that fractured relationship between the starters, just flat out the starters, then that's a pretty good
Allen and Chris Thompson probably do more like charity work together than they do watching film. Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like all that stuff's broken up by position group first, then side of the football.
I was going to say, I actually kind of disagree with what Pete just said before.
That's how you get more airtime. Right?
Established dominance.
if the next year of the season doesn't go the way anyone planned, I think there's a very realistic scenario where the defense, just because of talent accumulated, will kind of do better, progress from what they were last year, at least towards the end. And the offense, who we don't know who's going to be the quarterback, continues to struggle and has another bad year. And, hey, by the way, at this point, Greg Williams is in the building. That in itself would be a coup. I still think that guy is number one on your list of head coaching candidates if he comes in the building this year and Jay Gruden is let go. The fact that he's back in there, he would be on fans' minds. I feel like at that point he would just kind of be – it would shock me if he at least wasn't a candidate.
Yeah.
For next season?
For the following season if Jay's let go.
Absolutely. Sure. I think that's why – for Greg Williams, look at the job he's going to take with the Jets. They've got some Jamal Adams, they've got some really good personnel up there. But the Jets are riding with Adam Gase.
Yeah.
They're going to let that dude develop Sam Darnold. Like, that's the plan, I would guess, at least for three seasons.
Yeah,
and if you're Greg, you ain't getting that job.
No.
If you come here, it's a much different situation.
Yeah. And also, I would say, with the potential for division and the potential for a splitting of Jay and Greg or whatever, I still would want Greg Williams to come to D.C. and take over the defense over Greg Minuski, because I think it would be an immediate upgrade over
it. It makes the team better.
Yeah. You would deal with all that other shit later.
We talked about the good cop, bad cop stuff.
Well, it's also, Minuski is a good dude and isn't particularly...
I like Greg a lot. Yeah.
And, like, isn't particularly...
1G Greg.
What's it?
2G Greg.
Yeah.
He isn't... He got washed up in all the shenanigans in D.C. last year. Like, he wasn't part of the division between the offense and the defense and this and that. But all of a sudden, his name was being dragged by the different guys on the team. There's nothing to say that Greg Williams coming in isn't going to end up in that same situation. And then if there's a head coaching vacancy, he's all of a sudden part of the problem because he was here. Him being away might be a better situation to get a head coaching job in D.C., than getting stuck in
whatever
happens.
Sure.
If things
happen.
There's
a lot of jet wash that could happen.
There's a lot of jet wash.
Everybody hold on real quick. I want to thank the good folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You guys should do the same thing. We should have said that earlier, so I'm just going to say it again.
Yeah.
I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should do the same.
Thank you, Oarsman.
Also, Thursday night, Pete someday is going to make us a graphic for the Instagram.
It's coming Tuesday.
I mean, 48 less than 48 hours before Pete's going to give us this graphic.
Who needs a graphic?
Right.
It's the final big push.
The final big push. January 17th, William Jeffries Tavern in Arlington.
Thursday.
Thursday night. We're going to be recording a live podcast.
Are
you going to go, AJ?
Yeah.
Will you give me a ride from the studio?
Sure.
Bang. Sold. So, because we have 100 at 5, I think.
Well, 4:15 or something.
4:15,
even better. Because the Wizards are playing in London, so we're squeezing between that.
Terrific. So, AJ is going to give us a ride, which means I'll probably be on time, which is a rarity.
Early almost.
Yeah.
Shover's our producer.
Shover's getting there at 2 o'clock.
He said he's getting there at 2 o'clock.
I think he's there already, actually.
Yeah, maybe that's where Tim is. That's going to be a lot of fun. William Jeffries Tavern. I posted on my Facebook page facebook.com/JPFinleyNBCS. I created an event where you can tell us you're coming, you're going, if you have questions, any of that. Throw it on there. I'll try to respond to everything. As soon as Pete makes this graphic that he's been working on for at least a week now.
At least a week.
I haven't worked on it.
How long have we been talking about this?
We talked about this graphic, I believe, like New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Sistine Chapel of graphics.
Right. Right.
It's gonna be terrible Photoshop, just like all the other ones.
Why couldn't you have done that? Because you told us on Sunday
you were
on your couch the entire day.
I know.
You couldn't have made the graphic when you were on your couch.
See how big that laptop is. I have to haul that out of my backpack.
I tell you what, I think I got some good. It looks like that zit's finally going away.
It's getting.
Or do you have makeup on?
Makeup.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you don't want the laptop, we'll be happy to take it back.
No, Mitchell. The graphic is coming on Tuesday, and it'll be just as funny as all the
others. It'd be great the sooner you could get it, Pete. Because now we're two nights out from the event.
I know.
Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard a lot about this harassment from you guys. It's okay.
Is it harassment when it's like something for the group?
No, it's not. Okay. You'll get on Tuesday.
Are we getting pre-submitted questions, or is it?
No, dude. I don't know. Let's talk to Shover. She might have a plan.
For the live portion that we're on the record for, you might want some pre-submitted questions to have some go-tos.
We can always edit this if somebody says something outrageous.
Well, no, I'm saying more we should have some questions from our guys who aren't going to be able to make it on a Thursday night.
Oh, all right.
From Twitter submissions.
How about this? Everybody gets to pick one question. So you get one, Pete gets one, I get one.
So send us your questions and we'll pick one and we'll shout out your Twitter name or Instagram name or wherever it comes from.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's go. Up or down, no wiggle room, starting with AJ. Should Greg Williams get this job? Will Greg Williams get this job?
Yes, he should. Yes, he will.
Woo! Ooh. Juicy. Pete.
I'm going to say he should, and it's tough because the Redskins seem to be very good at swooping in last minute and whining and dining and convincing guys to come, whether that be free agents or big-name players or coaches. But I kind of like JP's thought that Greg is just using this for leverage. Greg seems kind of like a mercenary and a very cutthroat guy, so I don't think he will get it in the end.
Mitchell?
I don't believe he should get it.
Ooh,
and right. I don't believe he will get it.
Why don't you believe he should get it?
I don't know that he's the answer, because I don't know that how well that personality is going to play within the locker room, within the organization. And I think that might cause more
jet wash than hiring
somebody else.
Here's the most important thing. I think he's gonna get it. I think this is happening. Had some interesting conversations, and I think it's going to happen. And that's the biggest part. All right.
Greg Williams is a 3-4 guy, so all you 3-4, 4-3 guys.
He's a 4-3 guy.
He's a 4-3 guy?
Yes.
Yeah. He had Cornelius Griffin and Marcus Washington.
Remember when Kedrick Golson
Salavea.
So much Joe Salavea.
Mitch.
Yee.
A little bit of Lamar Marshall.
That was a bad one. I want to do a couple things. Somebody had a really funny tweet at us about the last. All right, before we do this, Oarsman Automotive in Virginia, go ride with them. We ride with them. They're great. Tell Biagi I say hi. And come Thursday night, William Jeffries Tavern in Arlington. So the audio on that last podcast was terrible. Somebody called it the War of the Worlds pod, which I thought was really funny.
It's not bad.
And another dude called out Pete for being so narcissistic to order McDonald's from Uber Eats 3 blocks away from his apartment in a snowstorm and complain it took an hour.
Yeah.
Probably didn't tip the guy either, right?
Yeah. How much was the fee? Like $20?
No, it was like $4.
Did you tip the guy?
Yeah, I gave him $2. Guilty as charged, though.
$2 for delivery in the snow?
It wasn't snowing.
Snow delivery is at least $5 and should be 10.
Okay, well, I get that. Normally I'm a generous tipper. However, I was pissed off that it took so long. And also, he didn't have to accept he could have just told me to screw off and go somewhere else. He didn't have to accept the charge.
Oh, my gosh.
Job.
Pete.
Entitlement.
Oh, my God, dude. There's your avocado participation trophy.
Millennial entitlement.
Wow.
You want to know why everything's ruined? That right there.
That was bad, dude. That was really bad.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, important news. And this is it. We're going to go after this. Charles Honey, Mount Rushmore listener, is actually on your guys' team about that they shouldn't take a quarterback.
Huge.
I want to be clear that I'm not advocating they take Kyler Murray or any quarterback. Just that if they want a quarterback and there's a guy there, you take him.
And to be clear, I'm not advocating against Kyler Murray. I'm advocating against any quarterback in the first round.
All right.
Unless you have to trade back, and then it becomes a whole different situation.
All right. This is from Tank for Trevor, who his name is somehow at Redskin Talk. I didn't know that that was possible. All right. So we had AJ.
Yeah.
You're sitting here.
Oh, yeah. You're a little bit of a car guy.
What's the difference between four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive?
I think it's similar to like different manufacturers, I think, have different forms of getting to the same result.
Incorrect.
No?
I was so excited for AJ to get that wrong. AJ loves to talk like he knows what he's talking about, and it's just so
wrong. I could have swore that was right. No.
Well, we had this discussion on the last pod, and we got an answer.
Pete, did you come up with any, or did you read what this dude wrote?
I saw it. Okay. It makes a lot of
sense. Our guy at Redskins Talk on Twitter says, four-wheel drive is where you can drive in either two-wheel front wheels or two back wheels or all four wheels, while all-wheel drive is just all wheels motioning the same direction and there isn't an option to change it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we know.
Thank you at Redskin Talk for clearing that up for us. Clearly none of us are car guys, except for...
We need Tark. Tark would have known the answer.
I was going to say, except for
Orsman Automotive in Virginia.
There you go.
Damn right. All right. We got to go. We'll be back. We'll have another episode before the podcast party.
It's not a podcast party. It's a
live podcast.
Pod is life.
Pod is so life.
If you got questions, start sending them in. Mitch has been campaigning for emails all the time lately.
And we've gotten some.
I got a long one.
What happens first? Graphic from Pete or next pod before the pod?
No.
He's already 2 weeks late. And like he's like, well, I don't have time. Like he brags about getting McDonald's delivered to his house and took an hour. You know what you could have done in that hour? You could have made four graphics in that hour.
So many graphics.
Here's a real question.
How long is this graphic going to take you? 6 minutes?
No, it usually takes me an hour from like thinking of what goofy poster I want to rip off to cutting out our faces and stuff.
What happens first?
It looks terrible, but it takes time.
We get a pod graphic. We get a graphic from Pete. Or the Redskins name a defensive coordinator.
Ooh.
You insist.
So it'll be tomorrow probably at like 1 or 2.
That is too late, dude. It needs to be tonight or tomorrow morning. I'm serious. We're 2 weeks. Like,
okay. I'll effing make it for tomorrow morning.
Dude, we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I'll make it effing tonight.
Do you not understand my side of this?
Yes, I get it.
Mitch, be the arbiter.
14 days ago was...
That's
14 days ago.
Listen, when can we... that's not the official request. It wasn't made 2 weeks ago.
You have to submit the whole application.
You have to fill out a form. AJ isn't here all the time. He knows us all plenty well. Am I being reasonable to want this graphic?
Yes.
You made this request as a father of one. You're now a father of two.
You might be a father of three before it comes to the
She's a week old.
No.
This little girl's a week old. Yeah. Shelby's going to be driving by the time this thing...
She might be able to make the pod.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Maybe I just ask Shelby to make the graphic.
She can draw.
She's really good on my iPad.
Yeah. Take out some crayons.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you'll have it.
Tonight.
You'll have it.
That a boy.
Way to be,
Peter. Just that millennial can-do spirit.
Right. No laid back with his feet, hands up.
Oh, like, this is my resigned pose. I'm resigned.
You're upset about this?
No. I'm He's a little salty. I just want to make it. Not emo Pete, but salty Pete, for sure.
Do we have to break out?
No.
Mr. Brightside for you?
Are you salty?
Just
talk. You say you love the shtick. This is the shtick.
I'm not salty. I am salty.
You're salty. Like, you can't pretend.
Why are you salty? That's what I don't understand.
I guess I'm mad at myself for not having the graphic ready.
Is that right? Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at anybody.
Right, cheer up, Pete. Cheer up and make us a graphic, buddy.
You'll get the best damn graphic of your life with you playing
just,
this.
Just put it to the Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
All right, we gotta go. Come Thursday night, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a live podcast. I have no idea what's going to happen. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Sing it, Pete.
Just came on.
Sing it, dude.
Why are you singing so quietly?
I don't want anybody to hear it.
We're recording. Why?
I need like two beers for this. No one else is singing. Come on, Mitch. Come on, Meat. Do it.
It's killing me.
Sing it, AJ.
And taking control.
All right, now we really got to go.
Jealousy.
It won't turn off, dude.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.